Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks for checking in with us. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about how to keep Hawaii with you after you leave paradise and you've finished your Hawaii vacation. Well, I got some news for you and also other information to share as we get through the podcast for Friday, August 10th, 2012. This is our 514th podcast. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. We thank you for tuning in. We do this every Friday. We get together here. We talk about Hawaii. We talk about Hawaii vacations. And more importantly, how to plan for it, how to get prepared for it. I mean, if you're going to be planning a trip to Hawaii, one of the things we highly recommend is that you learn as much as you possibly can about this destination. There is so much here. And that's why we provide this as a service for you to really learn about our islands. And hopefully, we can earn your business at the same time. We're here in Hawaii. We specialize in bringing folks to the Hawaiian Islands. We have 15 agents. They're all either born or raised here or lived here most of their lives. So wouldn't it be nice to book a vacation and talk to people in the actual destination that you're going to? Well, that's what we do here. We're in the destination that you're going to, not where you're coming from. And that can make a big difference in your Hawaii vacation plans. And to top it off, we get great deals and great prices. So best way to keep in touch with us is get over to our blog, hawaii-aloha.com/blog. Tons of information. We have thousands of articles there about booking Hawaii vacations. Also our podcast page. Anything that we talk about here, we put on our podcast page. And you can get to all this stuff by heading over to www.hawaii-aloha.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at Aloha Bruce on Twitter. And if you get over to Facebook, you just type in Hawaii vacations and you should be able to find us there as well. Well, we got a lot to talk about, so let's do just that. Some interesting news here. American Airlines is now offering a new luggage service. So what they're actually going to do, and it's kind of a miracle to hear that airlines are offering more services in these times when they're just cutting back any way they can. You do have to pay for this thing, but I like this idea, especially for Hawaii. They have this American Airlines home, customer luggage home delivery service. So you don't have to bring your bags, you know, to the airport or anything. They come to your house, they pick up the bags, and they deliver it to you to your final destination. And I think it works great for Hawaii and also for people who are taking the cruises as well. And it's only available in certain airports right now, the Bay Area Airport, San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose. And the minimum charge is $29.95 for one piece, $39.95 for two bags, and $49.95 for 3 to 10 bags. Now, keep in mind, these fees are usually $25 for the first bag and $35 for the second bag, and then $150 for any additional bag. So it really works well when you're going to be doing several bags. And if you want more information, you can get over to our website. I'll have a link there. It's VIPLuggageDelivery.com. And I think it's a great idea. So you might want to consider that if you're going to be traveling to Hawaii or if you have a lot of luggage. It's a great service they're providing. Also, Hawaiian Airlines announced, you know, we talked a couple of, I think it was about a week ago, we talked about how Hawaiian Airlines was going to be offering a revamped menu and, you know, because they still serve meals on the plane. And I was reading an article about Dunkerley, the CEO, and he said, you know, it is crazy for us to be doing this because there's absolutely no money in it for them. They lose money on these meals that they put in there, but they've even taken it a step further. They're going to be even offering a revamped menu, which we talked about, but I just heard that they're actually going to be giving free wine. Yep, they're going to offer passengers 21 and older a free glass of red or white wine, and they even have their own sommelier, Chuck Furuya, who is going to be providing the wines and picking the wines for the planes. It's going to be interesting. They also include a Pauhana snack that you get, and we talked about that, and you can see some of those menu items on our webpage as well. So very, very, very interesting. They're actually going to do a little wine. Yep, you heard that right. Also, DoubleTree Waikiki has gone through some upgrades again. DoubleTree is a good choice. It's kind of a 3.5-star property, I want to say. It's also owned by Blackstone, who owns Hilton. And they did a $60 million renovation there. And the rooms look really nice. I was really happy to see them. They've done a great job. And we also have some good rates now that they've done the renovations there. I got to get a video up of that property to show you guys what that looks like. By the way, I've got lots of videos. We've got over 1.4 million views on our YouTube page. Check it out on YouTube, Mr. Bruce One. And we've got tons of videos there for you to check out. A lot of the hotels, a lot of the activities that we do, and some of the fun things that we do just living in Hawaii and experiencing this wonderful place. Sometimes I just have to pinch myself that I actually live here. It's really, and you never get tired of living in Hawaii, which kind of leads me into today's topic. Because when you come to Hawaii, almost everybody, I would say 99.9% of the people who come here really, really enjoy themselves and want to keep Hawaii with them when they leave. And we asked our Facebook fans what they miss the most about Hawaii when they leave, and we received a long thread of things that people want to remember and want to bring back with them and things that they miss when they leave Hawaii. Of course, we heard beaches. We have some of those beautiful beaches of the world, of course. I got fresh fruits a lot, actually. And, of course, the standard, you know, alcoholic drinks that we have, the Mai Tais, the Blue Hawaiians, and the lava flows that people love. And also, of course, the great food. You know, we have some of the best food in the world here. If you don't experience the Hawaiian cuisine, you're making a big mistake. And we try, I'm not a foodie, but I try my best to share with you some of the cuisine here, and we bring it to you on a pretty regular basis on our blog. The food here is incredible. But we also heard a lot about the aloha spirit, you know, and just the all-around atmosphere that exists here. But before I go any further, I have to say I am truly, and we are truly lucky we live Hawaii. We never forget that. Hawaii represents a lot of things to a lot of people. And if you ask anybody who's been to Hawaii for vacation, they will tell you, and they will go on and on and on about the things they love about the place. And when I get back to the mainland, it often comes up, I mean, especially with my friends, and sometimes I almost think I don't want to talk about it, because the minute I open up the conversation about I come to Hawaii, I hear the Hawaii stories. And for the most part, I love to hear the Hawaii stories. Everybody has a Hawaii story, and they talk about it, and they remember it, and they remember it, and they always remember it fondly. Everybody wants a connection in some way or another with somebody who lives in Hawaii. And I get it a lot. You know, people will say to me that I may just be meeting or friends or relatives on the mainland. Do you know X in Hawaii? Do you know somebody? They'll give me a name. Do you know Joe Schmo in Hawaii? Well, you know what? Just because we live in Hawaii, we don't know everybody. But I appreciate it, and I understand it. It's because everybody wants a connection to Hawaii. You know, you'll hear things like, oh, I have a timeshare in Hawaii, in Maui. Oh, I love it there. You know, I hear that a lot, too. You know, Hawaii is kind of a state of mind. It's a feeling that people really strive to hold on to. It's so important to plan your vacation in a way that you'll have these kind of everlasting memories. And we can help with that. We can make sure that you do that. I just had some friends come in, and they were a family of five. And, you know, they were so sucked into the whole Waikiki, what was happening in Waikiki. And I really had to remind them and really had to pull them out of Waikiki so that they weren't so sucked into all the commercialization there. And they were very grateful that I did that. And you can do that too. You don't need to be connected with somebody in Hawaii to be able to experience that. Because if you use us and you work with us, we're going to make sure you have that connection. And we're going to make sure that you have those kind of memories that will last a lifetime. And that means going to places and doing things that are kind of off the beaten path. You don't have to go to Pearl Harbor, Polynesian culture, and cultural center, and do everything else that everybody else is doing just because everybody else is saying it and doing it, because you know what? They're not doing these other things that we suggest. So it's very important, if you really want those memories, to really look into doing things that'll really make you happy and give you those memories that are going to last a lifetime. You're going to hang on to those memories, and those memories are going to remind you of happiness and things that make you happy. I don't know. I feel like I'm preaching. Hawaii really is like that. It's a state of mind. And people come here, they get bit. They get really bit. They don't want to leave and they want to come back year after year after year. And this is what we want. Because quite frankly, on a vacation for a week in Hawaii, it's very difficult to see it all. I mean, you know, nobody can expect to see it all. And that's why I'm so excited that we're getting more airlift. We're seeing cheaper airfares from smaller cities. We're starting to see the time, like when we started this company 10 years ago, when there were really great deals and the business, you know, tourism was up. I mean, we're in a point, I have never seen it so busy in Hawaii, to be honest with you. I have never, ever in my entire career have seen the kind of numbers that we have seen in Hawaii this year. When I went to Kauai, I think I shared with you, I just couldn't believe how busy it was up on the north shore of Kauai. And it almost was kind of like a turnoff for me because I was so used to not having these just tons of people here. So you can never do it all in one vacation. So it's very, very common that when you come here, you get bit. You know, you want to move here even. You want to live here. You want to learn more about it. And I love it. And I love hearing those kinds of stories. And these are all the reasons to come back to Hawaii and begin planning the next vacation as soon as the next one, as soon as this one ends. As soon as this vacation ends, start planning the next vacation because reality is going to hit you when you get back home. And it's going to be great to know that you're already planning to come back. You'll be able to hang on to the feeling of being in Hawaii because it's going to be in your consciousness because you've already planned your next vacation and you can start looking forward to it. Repeat visitors to Hawaii only deepen the connection to the land, and it does a lot for making you happy. Our aina, being connected to the fact that you're going to be here, is going to make your whole year waiting to come back, or maybe you'll do it in 6 months. Experience Hawaii is going to go a long way for you to hang on to Hawaii when you leave here on your vacation. So hopefully that helps you out, helps you stay connected, and hopefully we can help you stay connected too. Remember, we do this every Friday, and we are constantly updating our blogs and our podcast page and our Facebook pages. We're constantly doing videos. So hopefully you can hang on to us too. And we'd love to hear your comments. If you have a question, a comment, you have something for me that you'd like me to talk to, about on the show, I'd be happy to do that. I love giving shout outs for those of you all over the world, folks in Japan. We do have Japanese speaking people here and we can talk to you in Japanese and help you plan your vacation and give you great times. Also, we Australia, our friends in Australia, please give us a call. Tell your friends. We have lots of friends in Australia. We now have a toll-free number from Australia, and we'd love to hear from you. And by the way, I can be reached on Skype, and you can call me anytime. Anytime if I'm here, day or night, feel free to reach out to me on Skype. I'm bruce.fisher3 on Skype. So please reach out to me. And if you want to drop me an email, I'm bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. You can send me a Twitter message too. I respond to that. And I'm always out there trying to help folks come to Hawaii and experience these islands and have memorable experiences and times on their Hawaii vacation. So that's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all the agents here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, I'll say aloha and mahalo.